Hi, I'm Harry Hamlin. You're watching LifeMinute.tv. One November Yankee, it's the call letters on a plane that's crashed in New Hampshire. There are three characters in the play, three different sets of brothers and sisters. So I play three different characters. It's an extraordinary journey of brothers and sisters reconnecting after tragedy. What's astonishing about the play is that it's very poignant and emotional, but it's also hysterically funny. So that's the genius of this writer, of Josh Ravitch, is that he's able to weave together a very great, a wonderful tragedy and a great comedy at the same time. Stephanie Powers is magnificent in this role. We all know her from Heart to Heart and all the other wonderful things that she's done, but I think people will be very surprised to see her, you know, the way she has created these three different characters and deliver three separate but wonderful performances. I think people are going to be really surprised. It's limited run until the 29th of December. You know, I never took the time to look at the schedule at the theater, and then 2 weeks ago I looked at the schedule and I saw that we had a matinee on Christmas Eve day. And Christmas is on a Wednesday this year, so we have a matinee on Sunday. So if there wasn't that matinee on Christmas Eve day, I could fly back to L.A., be there with the kids for Christmas, right? So I bought all the seats. I bought out the house on Christmas Eve, and so I can fly back. Acting on television or in front of a movie camera or on stage, it's apples and oranges. It's a completely different process. I prefer the stage. I was raised in the stage, and I actually said at the beginning of my career that I would never do movies, and I turned down the first several movies that I was offered. Finally, I was offered a movie with George C. Scott called Movie Movie that was being directed by Stanley Donen, and I turned it down. I said no to Stanley Donen. I said, I'm sorry, I was going to go to London and study Shakespeare, and my mother wanted to meet George C. Scott, and so she convinced me to not go to London and to do the movie, mainly because she wanted to meet the guy. So I said yes. I said, I'll do this one movie, I'll never do another one after that, you know. And well, it doesn't really work that way. Life is kind of like a box of chocolates, right? And I have a lot of passions in my life. One of them, of course, is the stage and the theater and acting, and another one has been trying to figure out some kind of a solution to climate change. In 1980, I ran into a nuclear physicist at a cocktail party in Rome who told me that he had the solution to, you know, at that point it was really America's dependence on foreign sources of oil, stuff like that. And over the last 30 years, I've shepherded this technology and created a company called TAE Technologies. And it's now a huge company, and we're partnering with Google, and we're about to create what's called aneutronic fusion, which is fusion energy that has no radioactivity whatsoever and no deleterious effects, no toxicity, and be able to create massive amounts of electricity globally for the next 100,000 years. You know, my family is really the main event, and I'm back in New York after 21 years because I said to Lisa, my wife, that I said, I'm not going to leave town for more than 10 days until the kids leave. And so I stayed in L.A., but now they're gone. They've grown up, and they have a new clothing line called DNA. Delilah and Amelia created a clothing line that launched about 6 weeks ago. I'm helping with that, and then I also I help run Lisa's company. Lisa ran a collection on QVC, and I'm the CEO of that. I got really lucky. I don't know how Lisa would put it, but maybe we both got lucky, but we just really like each other. So. And we're complete and utter opposites. She's into pop culture, I'm into nuclear physics, you know. Then there's no nexus there really at all. But we love each other, and I think we respect each other and listen. I think that's the main thing, is you gotta listen. We watch a lot of Netflix, okay. And then we cheat on each other from time to time. That's the only cheating that goes on in our relationship, you know. I think she watched an episode of The Crown the other day, and you know, that's cheating. Yeah, come on, we got to do that together, right?